this extreme lawfare against Alex Jones is so off the charts, insane, so lawless, that it shows how the establishment system, the deep state, the intelligence community, the corrupt, weaponized Biden regime and the DOJ and the FBI, how they're willing to throw away every last pillar of the institution of the United States of America in order to get Alex Jones and try to silence Alex Jones. And in the process of doing this, all they're actually achieving is they're making him more famous than ever before. There's so many things wrong with the prosecution of Alex Jones in the civil trial, the Sandy Hook trials, which we now know were actually engineered and instigated by the FBI and the DOJ. The Sandy Hook families probably knew they never had any case against Alex Jones. In any normal court in America, this would have been thrown out on day one, citing the First Amendment constitutional right of Alex Jones to have his own opinion and to state his own opinions about Sandy Hook, whether you agree with those opinions or not. So the whole premise of all of this is fraudulent. And the only way that they could have gotten away with this, by the way, was to have the trial in Connecticut, where the CIA, where the Sandy Hook families were the jurists, in essence, or their friends or their colleagues were the jurists. It's the only way they got away with this, was to drag it into enemy territory where everybody was tied to certain families and certain groups and certain narratives. And that's how they achieved this $1.5 billion judgment against Alex Jones. And even that judgment would have been thrown out by any other court. Like, this is insane. Alex doesn't have that kind of money. He never had that kind of money. Even the financial earnings claims that were brought up in the court by so-called experts were completely fraudulent, rooted in just absolute fiction. And the court wouldn't let Alex present his own accounting witnesses to state the truth about how little money was left in InfoWars. So this, the entire case was a fraud from the start. The jury was rigged in terms of the selection location. So I should say the location was rigged, already stilted against Alex. The judge was obviously part of the deep state, rigged the trial in so many ways that ultimately, you know, this entire trial should be thrown out and the judgment should be nullified. And if we're going to have any remaining rule of law in America, the civil case against Alex Jones has to be reversed and nullified. It's got to be vacated. And also the criminal case against President Trump has got to be reversed and vacated. Otherwise, we have no rule of law. We have no functioning judicial system that the rest of the American people can have any trust in. And then why would anybody participate in the judicial system if they can't have faith that a trial is going to be fair? You see how they're willing to just absolutely destroy everything that the judicial system in this country is based on. And now we've learned that the plaintiffs have filed with the court to try to seize the Alex Jones name on Twitter or X, which is Real Alex Jones. They want to take that. Now, that's Alex's personal Twitter account. I don't know how many followers he has there, but it's a very large number, no doubt. Maybe it's more than a million. Even though he was kicked off there for, 5 years or whatever it was, and so was I. But the plaintiffs want to steal that online identity from Alex Jones. It's a form of identity theft. And think about what this all means. They're saying that if you say something publicly that the regime disagrees with, then they can drag you into court, they can take all your money, they can take all your future earnings for the rest of your life, they could shut down your business, steal your domain name, and even seize your personal social media accounts, all against your will, because they don't like what you said. This is beyond insane. And first of all, Alex Jones didn't shoot anybody at Sandy Hook. I mean, that's right. He didn't shoot anybody. He was commenting on it. And there were a lot of legit questions about some of the weird oddball reporting and some of the characters and just some of the, there were definitely questions, especially in the early 48 hours after the shooting. A lot of kind of sketchy mainstream corporate reporting. Everybody had the right to question those things. And that's a normal part of journalism, is to ask questions about what you're being told. But in this case, they're saying that you can't ask questions. You can only have one narrative, and that's the government narrative, whatever that is, no matter how ridiculous that is. This would be like going back and suing people who claim that Building 7 was brought down by controlled demolition, which it was, by the way. Building 7, which was not hit by an airplane. We're talking about 9/11 here. No airplane hit Building 7. This is the third building. The corporate media has tried to get America to forget that Building 7 ever existed. There's a guy on video saying that we decided to pull it, which is means to detonate it. They brought it down on purpose to destroy all kinds of evidence of CIA involvement in money laundering in Afghanistan and the Middle East and a bunch of other crimes and money laundering operations carried out by the deep state. So what a convenient excuse. 9/11 happened. They brought down Building 7 and, oh, no more records. I guess we can't obey, you know, subpoenas or FOIA requests or anything. All those records, they burned up because of terror, said, you know, George Bush. Now we got to declare war on terror. And then the Patriot Act and then spying on the American people. I mean, come on. The whole thing was orchestrated. And whether or not you agree with that, it's my right to say that. It's my right to ask those questions. And by the way, it's obvious to any intelligent person that Building 7 was brought down by controlled demolition. Even like 9/11 architects and engineers, they know the truth about all that. But imagine if the government dragged everybody into court who said what I just said, and they said, well, you can't say that because that's disrespecting, I don't know, the families of the people who died. No. Disrespecting the families of the people who died is what you did. You, the regime, by allowing 9/11 to take place, by planning it, plotting it, by having the air defense stand down, or by planting explosive charges in Building 7, you're the ones who disrespected the families because you killed them, or you allowed them to be killed through your complicity. We are the ones, we alternative media, we're the ones trying to stop your violence against innocent people. If anybody should be dragged into court and prosecuted, it's the people who plotted 9/11 inside the U.S. government. And by the way, how many of those people do you think are the same people who plotted to drag Alex Jones into court in Connecticut over Sandy Hook? It's the same group. Same group of people. And they're running other operations against America right now. Operations against me. This is why I've sued the Department of Defense. I've sued Homeland Security. I've named Alejandro Mayorkas in our lawsuit filed on Memorial Day. I'm suing Google and Facebook and Twitter, by the way, and NewsGuard and other groups as well, for a real-world conspiracy to launder censorship from the government through NGOs back, circling back around to big tech, so that big tech would deplatform and silence certain people like myself and Alex Jones, Tucker Carlson, and others, who are targeted for silencing by an illegitimate criminal cabal that is currently occupying highest positions of power in the illegitimate federal government that did not win the elections in 2020, was never put in place by the will of the people. They stole it, they rigged it, and then they weaponized the government against the American people. And this has been going on, of course, long before the Biden regime, because Obama weaponized elements of the government against the American people. And even while Trump was president, there were still rogue elements of all these agencies that were, of course, weaponized against Trump himself, but also weaponized against the American people. So you don't live in a constitutional republic. You live in a nation run by a criminal cabal of terrorist tyrants who wield the power of the federal government as a weapon against truth and against the people. And this is why Alex Jones is more popular than ever. This is why people are calling for Alex Jones to be victorious. This is why people support Alex Jones. a lot of people don't even necessarily agree with everything that Alex is saying, but they agree with his right to say it. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, Brighteon.com, and also naturalnews.com. God bless you all. God bless America. May we be victorious against the treasonous enemies that are trying to destroy this great republic. Take care. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. And if you'd like to take advantage of our Father's Day sale event at our store, healthrangerstore.com, just go to healthrangerstore.com/Father's Day, and you'll see all the specials we have here for Father's Day, beginning with our knife series, which is all back in stock. And these are amazing knives. We co-designed these with Dawson Knives, and they use the MagnaCut alloy, which is highly corrosion resistant, but yet holds an edge, is very sharp, very durable, but also flexible so that it doesn't shatter. It's really kind of a breakthrough material for knives. Those have G10 handles as well, super high end. Now, check out what I have on my desk. These are all products that we have back in stock. The toothpaste being the most famous, that you see the Groovy Bee toothpaste there at the top, that we have 7 pallets of that the FDA tried to have incinerated. And through our attorneys, we were able to rescue the toothpaste. And one of our attorneys, a former FDA person, by the way, said they couldn't believe that the FDA was pulling some shenanigans on us to try to destroy our toothpaste. It's just incredible what they do. But we were able to rescue that. We've got it in our warehouse. It passed all our laboratory tests. It's incredible. It's a peppermint aniseed toothpaste. It's available now during our Father's Day sale event, along with many other products. Show my screen. There's the toothpaste right there, the Groovy Bee toothpaste. Yay, we rescued from incineration. They wanted to put it in ovens, man. Okay, now we also have mouthwash. We've got, see everything on the desk? All kinds of different mouthwash flavors. We have the Castile liquid soap, and there on the left-hand side, we've got the magnesium deodorant with baking soda as well, and the silver first aid gel, which is made from Texas rainwater, and then we make colloidal silver out of that using silver plates and a system that I actually engineered, and we do our own colloidal silver that way. We've got numerous products on sale right now during the Father's Day sale event, healthrangerstore.com/Father's Day. It's good until Sunday night at midnight. And if you purchase $199 or more, that's $199 or more, you get a free gift here, which is a free Silver Fresh liquid deodorant with magnesium and baking soda. And we do have plenty of those to include for free. So check out all the available items. We've got, look, a backup food supply. What dad doesn't want a survival ranger bucket set and some kick-ass knives for the end times, you know? Zombie thrashers. You can get this for your dad or your granddad or a dad that you know who's a dad. You can get all these products. They're available now, healthrangerstore.com. Many of them are on sale. Just put in /Father's Day to see the whole selection. And thank you for your support. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Thank you for raising healthy, aware children who represent the future of the human race on planet Earth. I'm Mike Adams of healthrangerstore.com, and thank you for your support. Take care.